2 weeks after the city of Tampa's ban on watering of lawns went into effect. The city council today rejected new measures that would mandate residents to use reclaimed water for irrigation and place large financial penalties on excessive potable water users. However, city officials said they are considering such sanctions that they will introduce at an upcoming workshop on water late next month. Dave Moore from the Southwest Florida Water Management District, or SWFTMUD, addressed the council as well. The district, which encompasses 16 counties in Florida, including Hillsborough and Pasco, have limited lawn sprinkling to one day a week, as well as banning residential car and pressure washing. But he said people who can irrigate once a week should not if they don't have to.
Need to get the message out. Only water on your watering days when you need it. I'll do a little commercial here. We got that rainfall 2 days ago, nearly an inch of rainfall for the area. People can skip the watering for the next 7 or 10 days.
And Moore advocated that the city council and other local municipalities should begin targeting high-end users.
98% of the people use less than 15,000 gallons of water a month. But for those who use more than that, it's a very common and best management practice, especially out in the western United States, to have a drought surcharge on those high-end users to send an additional pricing signal when we get in the worst of times. So it's something I'd want this council to consider.
A disappointment for years in Tampa has been the lack of participation with citizens using the city's reclaimed water system, which is only available in South Tampa. The pipes reach over 8,000 homes and businesses in that part of the city, but less than half, or around 3,100 of households, have signed on, which would allow them to bypass the current regulations banning irrigation. That led City Councilman John Dingfelder to propose a motion that he admitted might sound harsh, but said it was necessary in these times.
Within the next 30 days, I would direct the legal department to draft an ordinance that would mandate that any property owner, residential or business, who has a reclaimed water pipe at their curb and who use it to currently irrigate their yards with a sprinkler system, that they have a responsibility to the community to hook up and to use reclaimed water, and that we would direct the legal department to draft an ordinance that would require that by the end of 2009, that those businesses and residents who are sprinkling their yards with potable water would hook up to the reclaimed water system that's in front of their house.
Dingfelder said his proposal would also include a waiver for those claiming financial hardship. The cost to get reclaimed vary, but in most cases cost several hundred dollars. His ordinance would only be applicable to those who irrigate and would give residents until the end of the year to sign up. Councilmember Mary Mulhern, who lives in the area where reclaimed is available but doesn't personally irrigate, said she didn't like the sound of the proposal.
Those people who haven't hooked up made a decision just not to irrigate for the most part. There are probably some cheaters, but I think that the regulations we put in place recently have been working, I think Brad's going to tell us, amazingly.
Usage has gone down dramatically in just the last 2 weeks in Tampa since the ban on lawn sprinkling went into effect. But Dingfelder said it was offensive to him that thousands of people in South Tampa continue to irrigate with potable water when another alternative is available.
That is wrong. If they have a reclaimed pipe in front of their house and they're irrigating their yards with drinking water, that needs to stop. And that needs to stop at some point in time.
And Dingfelder, who outspokenly opposed the ban on all lawn sprinkling, urged his colleagues to continue in that bold vein and join him in mandating South Tampa residents use reclaimed.
This council needs to make a statement today that this should be our policy. Okay, we've been very aggressive. You guys, the six of y'all, have been very aggressive on setting your own policy about water different from the administration. Well, I say keep on going. Okay? Let's continue to send that hardcore message that we're serious about these issues.
But the councilman failed to gain even one other vote, and the proposal died. But not fazed, he then advised his colleagues to pick up on the suggestion by SWFTMUD's Dave Moore to begin to enforce financial penalties for high-end water users. City Councilman Charlie Miranda, who has been a leading critic of Dingfelder for not supporting the ban on lawn sprinkling, said he now couldn't believe his ears.
I'm somewhat amused to see that if you go back and look historically the last 2 weeks of this council's debate on water, where individuals were saying, show me the need, show me the emergency, show me this. And those same individuals today are saying we have to go after the high water user, go after this, go after that. And I'm telling myself, was I here or was I not listening well or what was it?